U.S. Bishops Launch Campaign Against Democrats' Radical Abortion Bill. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 25, 2022. The Pro-Life Office of the U.S. Bishops Conference, USCCB, has launched a letter-writing campaign in opposition to the Democrat-sponsored Women's Health Protection Act. Contact senators before Monday's vote. The USCCB urges in a circular email in reference to the pro-abortion bill. Your senators need to hear from you now. Last fall, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to pass the Women's Health Protection Act, WHPA, in reaction to the Texas Heartbeat Act, which bans abortions once the unborn child's heartbeat has been detected. The WHPA seeks to codify the right to abortion imposed by Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey before the Supreme Court has the chance to revisit the issue. In their email, the bishop's office declares that this most extreme abortion bill would impose abortion on demand nationwide throughout every stage of pregnancy, ban pro-life laws nationally and in every state and local government, and force Americans to financially support abortions in the U.S. and abroad. Calling the WHPA the most radical abortion bill ever seen, the bishops add that if passed, the legislation would also likely force health care providers to participate in abortions against their beliefs and force employers and insurers to cover or pay for abortion. Please contact your senators today to let them know this horrible bill must never become law, they conclude. On their campaign website, the bishops describe the WHPA a deceptively named extreme bill, which would eliminate modest and widely supported pro-life laws at every level of government, the federal, state, and local level, including parental notification for minor girls, informed consent, and health or safety protection specific to abortion facilities. Abortion is the opposite of women's health care and is an extreme violation of human rights, the bishops state as part of a sample letter to send to senators. It has no clear justification in terms of women's health. Follow at Williams Rome.